When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Back to old school with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
We're back, J4 with DP Austin, old school, the A.A. Ron edition. Last time we talked about A.A. Ron, we got people talking about that. They were mad because we were making fun of him because he went and took diarrhea pills for 30 days? 3 days?
Boy.
Too many days.
Yeah.
Boy.
One day is too many.
Boy.
That means you signed up for a diarrhea class versus you just accidentally did it.
Probably got it both ways too.
But it seems to be working for him right now where he got interviewed and they asked about camp and you know, is I'll talk about a second quote where he says, like, look, you know, it's all about essentially copycat league. If, you know, remember when Denver was winning all those Super Bowls and they were, you know, really just taking care of the players, which is kind of more like what they're doing now. Teams tried to do that. Then, you know, probably back when I was younger, they had the Joe Gibbs type of camp. It was very physical. Pittsburgh has always been very physical. And, you know, I played for Dom Capers, which was essentially, you know, survival of the fittest. But Aaron Rodgers said that compared to his other eight training camps in the last 8 years, that this has been the hardest one, the most taxing for him as a quarterback. And that's interesting. He's 41, going to be 41, you know, coming off his injury. But he said he likes the approach because, in particular, if you read between the lines, he's essentially saying it's a, organization and obviously a head coach decision, especially obviously the head coach, cause he's got to get off to a good start. And, cause he's on the, you know, extreme hot seat, is with these different version of training camp and preseason, some teams start slow, right? And they think, if you really read between the lines, they think they're the best team. They know they have think they have the best quarterback. They think they have the best skill group and the best overall roster, with obviously Buffalo having a lot of chinks in the armor. New England's in rebuild mode. Nobody's really scared of the Dolphins, considering that they let their all-pro defensive tackle go and their defensive coordinator, that they want to do what everybody else seems not ready to do. That's actually practice football at a rate and speed, physicality that is normal, that you should, and increase their rep account, or their rep count, which is 300 plus more plays at the same point in training camp, which in theory will allow them to start faster. And potentially, if you start faster and as your team continues to grow and you get that winning feeling, you'll be putting yourself in a really, really good position, not only to win your division, but then get into the playoffs and have a good seat.
Well, a fast start. We talked about the Jets schedule not long ago. It's at the Niners, at the Titans, host the Patriots, host the Broncos, go to the Vikings.
They probably like every one of those games besides the 49ers. And I don't really think that if the 49ers don't get Ayuk back and say Trent Williams decides to hold out for a couple weeks, I like the Jets.
Fast starts out there, you know, and that's what you need, yeah, right? Not just for the attention, but for the actual sake of your football, yeah, team to get back in the playoffs.
Yeah, it's a good opportunity for them to get started. And the schedule means a lot, especially in the NFL. It's just straight wins and losses. It doesn't – the optics don't really matter. It's just as long as you win. And if you can get off to a good start, considering the factors of everybody else in your division, you know, you'll be sitting pretty with a Hall of Fame quarterback, and you're just assuming the connection to the receivers and their running game and everything will be, you know, be hitting on all cylinders.
But who are they better than in their division?
Well, for sure, New England. For sure, New England.
But that's it.
I would say overall, they're better than the Dolphins, defensively and offensively. The Dolphins' defense is not going to be good this year.
But if you rank those four units, it's Dolphins' offense, two Jets units, and then Dolphins' defense at the bottom.
Yeah, and so Buffalo will struggle, one, because Milano's out. So I've been reading up on them. They don't know who's going to replace him. This is the second year in a row. Now, he will be back, but he's still out, right? So your defensive leader is gone, and your ultimate equalizer in Diggs and Allen's connection, which is good for 1,000 yards and like 8.5 touchdowns a year. That's gone. At least he's in Houston. So the Jets probably think it's just them and the Dolphins, and they're going to have to battle it out.
I'm fascinated by all of it, right? That for one, for him to start this conversation by saying what he said, right? Putting light in dark corners that didn't need light. Why go there?
Yeah.
As a leader, going there and then casting shadow, right? It's the same thing with Tua, right? Why go back? You be present. Tell me you're working to make the Jets the best version they can be.
I think that's what he was trying to say. But I think that's what he was saying. He welcomes it and he likes that approach. Now, in Green Bay, Bay's offseason is very lax, and it always has been.
Yeah. That's the part, right? Yeah. That's kind of the question it led me with. And so, and the fact that it's New York media still stalking this story.
Was Aaron Rodgers loves it now.
Yeah.
This is his deal.
Like, y'all show up.
Oh, like,
it's not the same 14 people.
You get international, you know, somebody just popping through town. So let's go see what the Jets are doing so they can have a story over in said country. But
look at us go.
I think he was trying to say, hey, I like it, you know, and he said the veterans like it. You know, they feel like they're, you know, a little bit more hardened. They're extremely physical on defense. I mean, they are for real on defense. There is no joke over there on defense. And if they could resemble some sort of consistent offense with potentially a Hall of Fame quarterback, and if he can stay healthy, they'll be a tough out, because what he can do, he can overcome Daniel Hackett's play calling and situational.
And he will have to.
Right. Well, he's done it before.
Yeah.
So he knows he has him in his back pocket, and he probably gets a little bit more trust. But now on to Tua. You know, I guess he was on a podcast, or he was on with the old guy, the guy that was, it was Dan Lebatard.
Dan Lebatard.
Either on his podcast or whatever show he was on. He obviously referenced his time when Brian Flores was the coach for, what, a year? Right? He was head coach for a year?
Couple years.
And essentially, Brian Flores was like, hey, man, he's just pretty much like, you garbage right now. You ain't playing up to your standards. Probably in different words. This is where it gets a little hairy. So I'll talk about an experience with me, not to that magnitude, but just having a coach talk to you very frankly. But you know, on to Tua, the weird thing is, was he referenced a text message. Now, mind you, you have to coach a quarterback different than a linebacker. You have to. He's the face of the organization. He's your number one pick. He's high profile. He's obviously way more high profile than I could ever think of. In the day and age, he was like supposed to be your savior of your, you know, organization. Now, whether Brian Flores really thought he was good or not, I mean, obviously it came out to, you know, probably not the way that he'd like. But he said, man, this dude sent him a text message. I could just only imagine getting this text message, right? You know, no, mind you, listen, I played for Greg Williams, okay? Greg Williams, he would test
different.
Your manhood
different
in any way possible. But if you are about it, you ain't, okay, fine, okay, I'm going to show you, right? And again, I'm a linebacker, he's a quarterback. He texts this man and says, don't blow this. Hey, just imagine watching tape. It was like, should I really throw that check down? Or should I try to throw that nine route before the safety get over top with your head coach? The dude that's supposed to be in it, to like in the foxhole with you. Hey, man, don't mess this up.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Blow this tomorrow. We got to win this game.
Not go get him. Not you got this. Not, hey, watch out for this. Don't blow it.
Good night. Hey, hope sleep you sleep tight. Well. You rested?
No, coach, I'm not actually.
Well, man, it, you know, the problem is they were saying, like, you know, you could probably get approached, Brian Flores, with like for like malpractice. You know what I'm saying? I mean, like,
Flores was just minding his own business.
No,
and
his phone
goes off.
Oh, today?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He had a press conference.
Yeah, like he's
like, I got to do better.
And yeah, Harrison Phillips walked him there, though.
Huh?
Harrison Phillips walked with him to the presser.
Oh, yeah. That's
him and Metellus. Yeah.
I'm sure he's changed his
knock at the door. Yeah. Who's there? Yeah. Oh, Tua.
Tua got that check and said, listen. I'm laying it all out there. And I get it. You know, it's probably traumatic. And all he was referencing is Mike McDaniel infusing confidence in him. Just to kind of, it's just a different athlete. Like, I think, you know, look, man, I remember when we were playing Pittsburgh in the preseason and, you know, I'd already started. You know, Miles Aldridge was like, there it is. And Miles Aldridge comes up to me and he's like, yeah, I mean, he's, or not what Miles Aldridge was like, Tom Donahoe was the GM and he was like talking. I always say he gave you a drive-by compliment. It's kind of a compliment, but then when you realize that you think it's a compliment, he actually trying to shoot you and now he's getting you, right?
I thought you said he would leave you with a compliment and walk away.
Yeah, no. Oh, no. He would look you dead in the face and was like, man. You know, you play really good. He's like, I didn't think or know you were that good. Couldn't you just say you've been playing good, right? I mean, that's cool, right? Even or like, you could say, you know what, we were pleasantly surprised. Oh, that's good.
Yeah, but that's just a great tackle for being out of position.
Right, right. Yeah, you know, I had to play you, man. But you know what, I can't take you out now. We got to wait till the end of the season. So I've been exposed to that, right? And I've had coaches that are, and you could be like that, especially with a linebacker. I was a starter, but I was at least, I'd only started for a couple years, you know, 2.5 years. And so there's other guys, you know, more established, you know, kind of higher paid. And I still was on like a, you know, I was on my tender or whatever. So I understood like where I was, you know, kind of in the pecking order and, you know, whatever. And so I knew I had to, you know, once I proved myself, the conversation was a lot different after I was established myself with this new coaching staff. But when you're exposed to that, like you, there's some driving home. I was like, hey, dad, this dude's stone crazy. This is what he said to me in practice. This is what he said to Nate Clements, who was a first round pick. You get what I'm saying? Here's what he said to Antoine Winfield. You know, I mean, you see some, you get exposed to different, it's different tactics, right? They try to see where you're at mentally to see if they can trust you or not. Now, granted, if you're a quarterback, some guys just like it and some guys don't.
Okay, how many NFL coaches actually like want to see where you're at mentally? They try something to see if they can get away with it. And how many of them just say it because they don't know any better and that's just who they are?
I think with Brian Flores at that point, that's just who he was. He runs hot now.
Yeah.
And everything that he does, you better do it with an edge. Now, he wants you to play. He's there to coach football and he wants you to play football. I think he's grown from that, right? I think there was other things going on and in the way he treated Tua. You got to think, he was encouraged to lose games. You got to think, he was an African-American coach with probably the only opportunity, what it looks like, to be a coach, was encouraged by people in the organization to lose. That's a lot of pressure. Now, granted, I feel like DP said, I feel like you're the adult. You're the everybody's an adult. You're the coach. You should be able to leave that in that studio over there. And when you're in this quarterback room and you're dealing with a quarterback, doesn't matter if you're used to seeing Tom Brady. Tom Brady ain't here. Tua's your quarterback. Whether he's forced out there by the owner or the GM, you got to coach him. That's the professional life, you know. And he obviously failed there. And he admitted it today. Brian Flores said, look, man, that really hurt and stuff like that. And sometimes when you're caught up in the moment as a coach, I think you do some things. And, you know, I'd like to think that Sean Payton, the way that he talked to Russell Wilson in Detroit, he probably would have liked that back.
Yeah, and the fact that it's been carried since, that there are quarterbacks and coaches who handle that better. Yeah. Knowing that you handle better, and you look over the fence and you go, wow, that's what we were coaching against in Miami. That's what was going on. And it changes, right? Because now everybody moves.
Yeah.
So you're not stuck in Miami like in the old days where you couldn't get out.
Yeah, you can leave. Hey, call your agent. Hey, I ain't going to work.
Yeah.
Does Brian Flores get a second shot like Raheem Morris?
No.
He's going to get paid for the lawsuit. I think this is the, unfortunately for him, the excuse that they can use not to do it. Now, here's an example of totally different. And this is where you run into trouble of trying to emulate somebody that you certainly aren't, that you aren't. The only person that really was able to emulate somebody and almost be the second coming of them is Kobe and Michael Jordan, or Michael Jordan and Kobe, or whatever you want to say. Yeah. You got to think, Brian Flores coached in New England. Bill Belichick used to talk crazy to Tom Brady. He did, in front of the whole team. That's what he saw. That's what he knew. Now, let's take it a step further. Josh McDaniels, if you could talk to people that were up in Denver, he was the same way, ruined it there. Obviously, he was there in Indianapolis for like 2 minutes. But then when he went into the Raiders, he tried to do it the same way. Here's the difference. Somehow Josh Daniels got two chances. He'll be an offensive coordinator somewhere. Brian Flores is now a defensive coordinator. Sometimes the New England way, and you think you need to do it that way, it's not. It's the perfect mix with Bill Belichick and a quarterback that got severely overlooked by the Patriots and everybody else for 5 rounds, ends up being the best of all time, and he's tough as nails. Not everybody's built like that. You can't coach Tua like Tom Brady. You just can't. They're two different dudes, and he lost sight of that. And it failed miserably. And he got reminded of it today after Tua just got that 220.
See, it's funny that we say it failed miserably. Brian Flores won 19 games in 2 years.
I was just talking about the relationship. Yeah. And
but despite that, the results were not atrocious. Like you said, they were being told to lose.
Right. And there were one or two. He was winning as a FU to. It was like what was the movie with the Indians? When they used to take the win,
Major League.
With the owner, and they take mannequin, they take the thing. That's exactly what it was.
Yeah, he'll get paid for that, and I'm sure at some point some college, big five, college football will say, yeah, come on, like come
because
he'll do what Bienemy didn't.
Yeah, they're not the same.
No,
those two aren't the same. No.
And he's one of the top coordinators in the league.
Yeah, and I think he likes coaching. I think he would do better in a college situation. He did well as a pro. He just didn't do what they wanted. I think at college, where he has more control and more relationship control, he'll do fine.
Yeah. Yeah, wish him all the best. Tua's healing, man. We need a hug.
You want him to throw those interceptions clear-eyed, not starry-eyed.
Look, he's colorblind. Doesn't matter. Yeah,
yeah. I'm kidding. He can do all the karate falling all he wants. He's going to get hit when we play him. So
he said we.
Yeah,
Jay's jerseying up, bro.
That's just because it's Jake in the Dolphins.
He's jerseying up. He's coming to get you.
Yeah. Anyways, we're going to take a quick break. Come back, put a bow on this bad boy. Jay Foreman, DP. Austin, we'll be right back.
You're listening to Old School with DP and Jay. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.